Ken Ford is one of the few scientists left from the days of Edward Teller and Stanislaw Ulam, the men who developed the super bomb that essentially was the Cold War upgrade to the bombs of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The thermonuclear H-bomb created the doctrine of mutual assured destruction, so unimaginably destructive that its use would equal defeat for the nation that used it and the world itself. Ken Ford's book, Building the H-Bomb, A Personal History, chronicles his younger days working on the H-Bomb and the first test of the hydrogen bomb conducted on a Pacific island that was all but destroyed by a blast in 1952. In my considered opinion, he wrote, this book contains nothing whose dissemination could possibly harm the United States or help some other country seeking to design and build an H-Bomb. The last thing Ford expected was that his story would produce a secrecy problem with his own government. This 88-year-old physics wizard has had to brush up on his legal definitions of top secret and Q clearances to keep the U.S. government from censoring his memoir, which is a part of American history.
That comes down to what they define as restricted data, capital R, capital D, restricted data. That's a categorization of weapons-related information. I think of it as a tablet up there in the sky on which is engraved all of this information about nuclear weapons, much of which, in the meantime, has in fact been released by such people with authoritative backgrounds. So what we have is really a catch-22 situation in which some of this data exists both simultaneously, both as secret information and as public information. And because I did have Q clearance and because I did have access to weapons information, I'm denied, according to the Department of Energy, I'm denied the opportunity to reveal any restricted data, even if others have authoritatively revealed it before me.
How frustrating has this been?
It's been quite frustrating. And the interesting thing is that I never imagined that I would even need to submit my manuscript to the Department of Energy for review. I had finished a manuscript by June of last year, 2014, and was all set to start dealing with the publisher and making small corrections to refine it. And an acquaintance of mine at the Department of Energy said to me, you know, Ken, you really ought to submit that review to the Department of Energy for a review. Well, it hadn't occurred to me that that would be necessary because I didn't think there was anything conceivably in it that could conceivably harm the United States. However, I acceded to his suggestion. I did submit it. And then it's been not a nightmare, but it's been a very difficult period of many months that have gone by since I submitted to them, initially in the expectation that it would take only 2 or 3 weeks for them to complete the review. Well, more than 6 months have passed, and they submitted to me in November a list of 60 different items in the book that I should remove, and it was made plain to me that these were not suggestions that I removed them. They were directives. I was required to remove them. Well, those 60 items added up to about the equivalent of about 20 pages of a 200-page book, about 10% of the book. And I was able to respond in detail to each of those 60, stating in at least 57 of the instances why I did not think it was appropriate or necessary to delete the material. So we've had a bit of back and forth on that. Finally, we reached an impasse in January of this year, and I just simply gave up and said, well, since I know and am absolutely sure in my own mind that there's nothing in here that could possibly harm the United States or help some rogue nation trying to build an H-bomb, I'm going to go ahead and publish, and I did.
What do you think is the easy fix here to just move on and get an important historical story told and to get the government off your back?
Well, I can think of three things that the Department of Energy could do that would achieve that end. One is they could simply declassify my book. They could say, okay, your book contains secrets, but we recognize that those are not secrets whose publication could possibly harm the United States, and therefore we are going to declassify your book. That's one possibility, and I've strongly recommended to them that they consider that. Another thing they could do is simply remove material in the restricted data category that doesn't belong there, material that has entered the public domain and should have been erased from the restricted data category but has not yet been erased. So that's a second possibility. The third possibility for them, which would be leave me in a little bit of an uneasy state, is simply that they would do nothing. They could say, well, we didn't want that book published, but it is published. And if we go after Ken Ford, we recognize that the result is only will be that he'll sell more books. So it's possible they'll just choose to do nothing.
Ken, you're a young 88, right?
That's correct.
Do you think that in your lifetime you will see an H-bomb used in a military operation for one reason or another, either by accident or intentionally? What do you think?
I think not. We've gone 70 years without using nuclear weapons, and thank God. The goal, certainly, expressed by President Obama and no doubt held by leaders throughout the world, the goal is zero nuclear weapons in the world. That certainly won't happen in my lifetime. It probably won't happen in the lifetime of my children. But perhaps by the end of this century, it is certainly a goal worth pursuing. And I am optimistic that any nation that possesses nuclear weapons would realize it's very counterproductive to use them, that there's no real good reason to use them, and therefore that we might remain a world free of the use of nuclear weapons for a long time to come, and eventually even a world free of stored and available nuclear weapons.
Ken Ford, a physicist and author of 10 books on science. His latest book is a memoir entitled Building the H-Bomb, A Personal Story, a book that the government has some problems with, something we've been discussing. Ken Ford, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.